Many of the people living and working here in the red light district on Thorn Road say they feel hopeless. Looking around me, I can see for sale signs on many of the properties, and another one could be about to go up outside where I am now.
Oh, hiya. Do you want to play?
It's a living hell. It's with you. You wake up and you think about it. It's with you all day. And then it gets to about 6 o'clock and they all start coming out. Then you have to get from 6 o'clock till the end of the night.
He says he feels like his only choice is to move elsewhere unless something is done.
When the prostitutes off with the curb crawlers, at least you get a break. You know, the prostitute's gone, the screaming and shouting's gone. So the actual curb crawling, for me, is not a problem. I know that the police would come back at that and say, but without the curb crawlers, you've not got the prostitute. But without the prostitute, you've not got the curb crawlers. So I can't see, you're never going to get rid of prostitution. So I can't see why it's in Doncaster, pretty much the town centre, and in a residential area where it's not in Sheffield, it's not in Huddersfield, it's not in other towns.
While new figures show that prostitution's gone up by over 60% in the last year, the police say they're already having some success tackling it. The number of incidents have been reduced in recent months. And South Yorkshire's Deputy Police and Crime Commissioner, Tracy Cheatham, says she's focusing her efforts on looking out for vulnerable women like those on Doncaster streets. She's already been out to visit the Amber Project, which does outreach work with the women.
The first thing that needs to be done is to get more women to engage, because once women are engaging with the outreach work, they then can see that the service providers here, they're giving them good advice, they can be trusted, and that will enable the women to come into the centre and access even more services.
If you've missed any of our reports this week, you can find out more on the news pages of our website.